Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from December 22, 2025. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ. Dorsey Wright. Friday's action positive for most of the indices we follow on the video. NASDAQ Composite, NASDAQ 100 up over a percent, leading U.S. equity indexes along with broader indices, emerging markets along with crude commodities, positive territory bonds, really where we saw the negative action and international currencies. As far as gold goes, we did see it mark a new all-time high along with a fourth consecutive buy signal during Friday's trading, continuing higher even pre-market this morning and Monday. So we keep an eye out for a move above that $4,400 level as the week continues on. Then from there, as far as crude oil goes, seeing it perk up a little bit this morning following some geopolitical action. Also, the reason we're seeing gold kind of rally this morning as well, but haven't quite seen enough to see a reversal back into X's. From here, it takes a move above 58 in order to see that chart reversal. As far as U.S. equity indexes go, no major changes there for many of them. They still maintain their current chart positions. We saw that return to a buy signal either late week before last or early last week. Ultimately, shares had ended up reversing down as last week's action transpired. We've seen a little bit of a rebound out of them through Friday, but not quite enough for NASD along with many others to reverse back into X's at this point. For the NASDAQ Composite, it takes a move above 23,400 in order to see that return to a column of X's move above 23,800, mark a second consecutive buy signal, but near-term support there at 22,000. As far as other indices go, again, kind of similar chart action that we've seen. Russell 1000, a good representative for all of that in terms of some of those that we haven't seen make new highs, but at least match on new highs within the large cap space. And then moving on to indicator action, we did see the NYSE high low, at least have its value come down, not quite to the extent to reverse yet, but see it within one box here of a possible reversal, suggesting that we're at least seeing that slight decrease in stocks that have made 52-week highs, but still a relatively elevated level at the moment. But we'll keep an eye on that. Mostly short-term indicator action that we've seen over the past week, at least towards the end of last week and coming into this week. 10-week for the NYSE still sitting in O's above that 50% mark, so still most maintaining above their 50-day moving average. That's sort of short-term line in the sand that many may keep an eye on as well. And then from there, long-term indicator action, we're still monitoring that PT for the NYSE. We saw the PT for SPX reverse up after last Monday's action that followed the PT for the S&P Mid-Cap 400, along S&P's Mid-Cap or Small-Cap 600 reversing up week before last. So we've seen some of those near smaller universe ones reverse up, not quite in terms of the larger market, broad market universe ones there. As far as individual stock action goes, Rocket Lab really kind of took over Friday, as well as even pre-market this morning. Last Friday, it was announced government contract to build satellites, along with the successful launch of another one of their Electron rockets. So we saw shares rally 17% during Friday's action, continuing higher today, trading at 73, challenging those highs from October. At the moment, a move above 74 would mark a new all-time high for RKLB. So some action to keep an eye out there as well. But that'll wrap us up for today. As always, if you have any questions about a particular position, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. I hope everyone has a nice day.